Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 4. And Adam knew Hawa, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said,
I have gained a man from Yahweh.
And again she gave birth to his brother, Hebel. And Hebel became a keeper of sheep, but Cain became a tiller of the ground. And it came to be, in the course of time, that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to Yahweh, and Hebel also brought of the firstborn of his flock, and of their fat. And Yahweh looked to Hebel and his offering, but he did not look to Cain and his offering. And Cain was very wroth, and his face fell. And Yahweh said to Cain,
Why are you wroth, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, is there not acceptance? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should master it.
And Cain told Hebel his brother,
Come, let us go into the field.
And it came to be, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Hebel his brother, and killed him. And Yahweh said to Cain,
Where is Hebel your brother?
And he said,
I do not know. Am I my brother's guard?
And he said,
What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. If you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.
And Cain said to Yahweh,
My wickedness is too great to bear. See, you have driven me from the face of the ground today, and I am hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and it shall be that anyone who finds me kills me.
And Yahweh said to him,
Well, if anyone kills Cain, vengeance is taken on him sevenfold.
And Yahweh placed a sign for Cain, lest anyone finding him kills him. So Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Hanoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Hanoch. And to Hanoch was born Arad. And Arad brought forth Mahuyael, and Mahuyael brought forth Methusael, and Methusael brought forth Lamech. And Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the second was Tzilah. And Adah bore Uval. He was the father of those who dwell in tents with livestock. And his brother's name was Tuval. He was the father of all those who play with the lyre and the flute. As for Tzilah, she also bore Tuval Cain, a smith of all kinds of tools in bronze and iron. And the sister of Tuval Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Tzilah,
Hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my words. For I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. For Cain is avenged sevenfold, and Lamech 77-fold.
And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Sheth.
For Elohim has appointed me another seed instead of Hebel.
Because Cain had slain him. And to Sheth, to him also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Then it was begun to call on the name of Yahweh.